You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Hello, this is a bonus episode, spoiler-filled episode. So Woo-hoo! If you haven't seen Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice yet, or don't care, or if you haven't seen it yet, turn it off.
I mean,
unless you don't care about spoilers.
Have you seen the trailer? Because you've probably
you've probably already spoiled
the whole movie.
True. So yeah, I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And I'm Alex C.
So we saw it. So you don't have to, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Spoilers are going to start now.
Yeah.
Officially, turn off the podcast. Mm-hmm. This is your final warning.
This is a special episode. Do not listen if you don't want it spoiled.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's really not much we can spoil.
Yeah, there's not much to spoil.
Yeah.
So let's just start out from the gate. Earlier, me and Mike rated this movie 4 out of 8. What would you rate this movie, Alex?
I think 4 is pretty fair.
Yeah.
I would say it's better than I expected. Yeah. But
I definitely put my expectations at the right place going.
Yeah.
It really set me up for
rock bottom.
I was like, this is going to be maybe better than Man of Steel, but not like.
Oh, it was better than Man of Steel.
I agree.
Yeah.
A lot better than Man of Steel.
So,
because Batman was in it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Batman really does help
because
that tone of that universe is dark.
Yeah.
So you're like, at least Batman is dark.
Yeah, Batman was natural. Like, he naturally fits in that environment
where
Superman feels like an alien.
But what's weird is I felt Wonder Woman didn't seem dark in that movie.
But we barely saw
her. We did barely see her, but like,
anytime we saw her, I wasn't thinking of the environment. I was like, God,
90%
damn,
of the scenes that contain Wonder Woman are a photograph of the past.
Yeah.
There's like zoom in, really long, dramatic.
Yeah. They want you
hard
to show. They're
filled.
Like, look, there's Chris Pine is in this movie.
Yeah.
That's almost what it was. It was
wait,
like,
was that Chris Pine?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
He's in the Wonder Woman movie. So.
Oh, okay.
They're like, look, we just shot this photograph on set.
Look at this Native American.
Oh my God. I was thinking about that. That's what I said to my friend because he was like, I'm not going to watch the movie, so you should just spoil it for me. And I was like, most of the Wonder Woman reveal is not her doing anything. It's close-ups on the picture that happened like 4 times in the movie.
Chris Pine.
And I'm like, Chris Pine looks really Chris Pine
in the movie more than Cyborg and Aquaman.
True.
More screen time. Than Cyborg. Yeah.
Aquaman has barely any screen time, but Cyborg seemed to have like a lot out of like Flash, Cyborg.
Why is instead of Cyborg having the good old I'm actually just a cyborg and because I'm like an injured person.
He seemed injured.
But why was he made out of a weird like
metal
like the Tesseract?
It seemed like they were doing what they did in that animated movie. It seemed like that.
Because I remember Cyborg's origin story. However
he's
long
football
ago,
football player.
Yeah, is they just built him some prosthetics.
I don't remember
from what I remember.
I don't know. The only origin I know is of that movie.
Yeah, Flashpoint was it? No,
I don't know. It was Justice League War.
Yeah,
I didn't
where
see
it had
War.
Something to do with Darkseid. Where
I think we did a commentary for that a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I was trolling people too. So it's really obvious that Darkseid is going to be the next. Big thing. But I was just like when at the end Lex Luthor is like, oh, he devours planets. I was like, Galactus? where's my Fantastic
ding,
Four
ding,
versus
ding.
The Galactus movie?
I'm crazy for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't know why Lex is crazy.
Galactus?
I'm a Batman villain.
Yeah,
this is a Batman movie. I gotta be a Batman villain, right?
It was weird. He was like,
I
also put my expectation for him very low. So
let's break this up into different because I feel like we're gonna go all over the place.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, sure.
Let's do.
Yeah.
What we like, good, bad, and ugly. So good, what we liked about a movie. Bad,
good.
What we didn't like about.
Okay.
Ugly, what we hated about the movie.
Oh, I was gonna say what was actually just physically ugly about the movie.
Like
Jesse Eisenberg's hair, pretty ugly.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg's long hair.
Good. Batman was badass. Ben Affleck was a good Batman. He was a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
good Batman.
Batman, Alfred, Wonder Woman. Good.
Yeah.
All good.
That is the
yeah. I think
order,
that
is
the best.
Yeah, because
he's such a badass.
He's just a badass, and I feel like he could go toe to like he's big. He's big. He's a big dude.
Yeah, I really want to see a Batfleck movie.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm excited like him writing one and like get Zack Snyder as far away from it as you can.
Oh yeah, get out of here,
and
Zack
be like,
Snyder. Come on.
Okay, Ben, do what you want to do because I feel like
yeah,
that's gonna be
like
a good movie.
Great. And he just had like that horrible look of like.
I've been through stuff.
Yeah, just his like he was always like jaded, I'm so like rage.
Yeah,
face.
Yeah, he was always like, even like I do kind of, like that scene where he first meets Clark Kent and he's just like, I'm so pissed at you. Why the hell are you talking to me, you asshole?
Yeah right.
Like, I got a job to do and you're just interrupting me about some stupid paper article that like nobody reads the papers anymore.
I liked
Screw
how
you.
He was like, wait, is that mine? It gets so confusing these days. Like, I like that line.
Yeah.
Do I own you? Yeah. Do I basically own your ass?
Yeah.
That was funny.
No, he does a really good job of being like
the smug asshole.
Yeah, being a smug asshole.
So that was great.
Yeah.
Okay. So Alfred.
Alfred, he didn't get enough time, but like
he didn't get enough time, but he wasn't like the one. He wasn't like Michael Caine in Dark Knight Rises, where he's just like, "Stop it!"
No, he was a partner.
I will not watch.
He was Batman's partner, which is a
he was a partner while still being like, "You need like you should really come on." Like,
he was a very cautionary. You get the feeling for 20 years he's been going. You're trying to kill yourself. What the hell are you doing? Like he's been talking him down, yet he's a compliant. And he works with him because he's like, I can't talk him out of this.
It's gotten to the point where he's like a broken down wife. But he's like,
exactly.
Stop.
He's just still supportive, but he's not.
He's supportive, but he's like, he's still cautioning him every time. He's like, you can give this up. You don't need to do this.
He's critical, but he's not insubordinate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he's good.
And now Wonder Woman. What do you guys think about her?
I like, because
she's all right.
I like how she... Usually in like the cartoon movies, they show her as like very out of touch. This at least it feels like she's pretty smart and she knows the world very well. Where usually she's
not
like
a fish out
of
water.
She's not a fish out of water.
She's not an Amazon.
She's not Steve Rogers.
Yeah,
I'm sure
they'll do that in Wonder Woman the movie. She's probably the first she knows the internet. Yeah. She knows the internet basically. The fact that she knows that means she knows the world. Mm-hmm. So I like that different take than you usually see.
Would you say that the introduction to the Justice League would also be under good? I would put that under good.
Wait, what?
Those little clips that in LexCorp files?
Yeah.
The MetaHuman?
Yeah, that was.
I mean, I don't know any other way to do it if they wanted to put that in. That's kind of the way you want to go. It looked cool. Aquaman looked cool when he came out.
What do you guys think about those logos, though? That was weird.
I know. Weird. It's like you made the logos.
Less Luthor made logos for them.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Or I like to think at least he saw the Flash. He saw the suit. Maybe.
No, because they're flashing the
we didn't see all the archive files. Yeah. They had like 20 files.
I thought they were seriously just gonna leave it with the just you see the symbols on the files and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But they kind of gave us like a full preview.
Yeah, I think I read they're in the movie though.
It was weird.
So I read that they were in the movie.
But I was glad they didn't. Yeah. I thought they might be like, oh, and then they appear in the Doomsday fight or something.
Yeah, so. I didn't know what to expect. I honestly thought when Lois Lane threw the spear into the water,
I thought that was gonna
that Aquaman
things.
Was gonna bring it up and be like, "Somebody drop this."
That would have actually been cool, but it would have been way more shoehorned in.
It would have been like forced, but it looked pretty forced when she dropped it in there. I was like, "Where's Aquaman?"
And that he file thing there. Was forced too. It's like I'm gonna send you an email, and it's like,
yeah, it's gonna have like
we saw the files before. We saw the file folders before.
Yeah, I would have,
and then we
like
saw
Batman
again.
To have watched it instead of
like
Wonder
it was
Woman
free,
revealing
it was fucking free time. They interrupted a tense scene with that. I was talking about that before.
Yeah. Other good parts. I really liked when Superman went to that nuclear weapon and then he was all like destroyed.
Old.
Yeah, because that's straight out of Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. I really liked that part. I thought that was really cool. Because he was like decaying and I was like, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to take him to the moon at first. I was like, he's taking Doomsday to the moon.
That was an awesome scene. Can we talk about Superman's death? I like that. I put that under good. I did not expect
I like
to see that
too,
happen.
Either. Me either. I mean, people are saying they shoehorn too much in, but I like that they put that like death in there in the Doomsday just because I don't want to see a whole movie on that. I don't want to see it. Like, you got to shoehorn these Superman things in because I don't really want to see this Superman in his own movie anymore, really. You can put him in these group movies, but I don't really need him.
I'd be okay if they killed him off forever.
Yeah, I was pretty okay with that too. I was really hoping
because
that
I hated
be
him
like
in
alive.
All the scenes with Lois Lane where he was Clark Kent because he seemed like a bitch. I hated him. I hated him.
Okay, we're still on good, right?
Yeah, we're still on good. What else do you like about this movie?
It's not really good, but Superman kind of he seems like he has the personality of like. They're gonna turn him in. He should like turn into like the Injustice Superman. Like,
yeah.
If I was Superman, I'd be pretty pissed because no one seems to like him. So I'd be like, I'm going to start killing people. Just do what they say you are going to do.
Yeah.
Because that would drive me over the edge. It's very much
like Injustice or even like Dark Knight Returns Superman, where he's just like, I need to follow the rules and what the government tells me to do.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like, he wasn't really like that, though. He kind of does.
Yeah, but he's kinda, he needs to turn into that.
Oh, yeah. But then Batman would have to fake his own death. And we wouldn't have a weird... Yeah, I don't know.
And we have a one-armed archer.
Like, was a lot which like I'd be in,
down for. The one-armed archer.
The what?
One-armed archer. It's because Superman tears off Green Arrow's arm.
Oh.
So he becomes the one-armed archer.
They did an homage to that. I like that. When they in the fight where he caught that... He caught a grenade. He caught a grenade. That was reminiscent of that. And then it exploded in his...
In his face.
Yeah. And then that's the first kryptonite.
But
that like devastates him in Dark Knight Returns, which didn't devastate him as much in this.
No, it would just weaken him, so it would be even.
And then he like recovered.
Yeah, then you recover, then you come back, and then
that was kind of annoying to me because I was like, "You're telling me he has kryptonite in his lungs?"
Yeah,
yeah, it just kind of dissipates.
Well, they had to make it like even, so it was like a.
Yeah, this was more interesting.
That's the one. That's bad.
I was like, I was confused by what Batman was trying to do. I was like, why isn't he just stabbing him right away with the? Well, he just needs to get near him.
I was like, what he should have done is he should have flipped that spear upside down, put it in the middle, and then when he threw him over the balcony, it just would have gored him right through there.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
So I liked that entire fight. I liked it.
Yeah. Except for the end.
Yeah.
I thought it ended really weakly.
Martha. I liked it, actually. I know people don't like it.
I liked the fight. I just thought that Batman should have been like, your mom's name is Martha. Okay, I help you.
I think they should have
save your mom right now.
I think they should have really
for you, Martha.
They should have put a few lines of dialogue like before. They should have changed. They should have made it so Batman, his motivation should have changed. Like they should have put dialogue saying this has driven him too far. Alfred's trying to talk him off the ledge or something, and then he's just with the fury. He's not thinking clearly, and this snaps him back into. What is he doing? Yeah. Oh, his parents.
They set it up.
They didn't do that.
Yeah, because they set him up to be just this ultra rage monster.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of, the Martha thing snaps him out of it. For
But he never really changed. If he
That's assuming he's like, someone's like, oh, where did you find this? Okay, this is the pretend thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Wayne's like, oh, where did you find this recipe? He's like, Martha Stewart. He's like, why did you say that name?
Yeah,
why
did you say it?
Who was that?
Yeah, it doesn't really it doesn't show him snapping out of it really.
Yeah.
He just stops.
That's why I would have preferred that. Because if that one little bit would have happened and then it would have snapped him and then he would have been like, oh, he's somebody's son. I don't want to make them an orphan like I am.
Yeah.
They didn't make enough of that connection. Like, I can imply that in my own
head. They implied it the first thing when he saves that girl and she's like, where's your mom? And she's pointing to the devastated.
Right? Yeah, so it's like some things were way too subtle and some things were way too heavy-handed.
That's a weird, another thing I saw online about what people hated. Were
subtle and heavy-handed.
Should we go bad? Is that not enough good?
Well, with the Martha thing, I don't think... Have they ever made that connection where they both have the same name? I thought that was interesting. Just because of that fact. Because it's weird. Podcast. Yeah.
Because
it is... I thought that was pretty, interesting into, I know it's, weird, but, I like that they're both named Martha. It's kind of weird.
And then it sets up a nice Marsha reference.
Yeah. Oh, that was the whole badass. The Batman we saw in the trailer where he's beating up all those people.
In the...
Yeah, I don't really like how he kills people. But.
Why didn't
it's
she have?
It's weird that he kills people.
Why didn't she have witch written on her forehead?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Because in the pictures, she had witch written on her forehead, and she looked like a rape victim.
Yeah.
And then when we saw her, she looked cleaner and didn't have witch written on her
forehead. She wasn't she didn't have anything in her mouth. She wasn't tied up. I don't know.
I like that street fight that he goes to when he goes to the underground fight.
Oh, yeah.
I like that they didn't have...
I liked him, being a detective.
Yeah.
He was, investigating stuff.
And he was, helping that black
kid. And then Alfred's like, you did this as Bruce Wayne. You don't need Batman now.
Yeah. I like how he didn't
Batman kept breaking Lex Luthor's house.
They showed, the
he's like, you were invited.
Yeah, it's okay. You're invited.
Alfred's way smarter than Batman, I think.
Yeah. I like when they showed the Microsoft phone and, they showed it was hackable. Because, the guy had not a Microsoft phone.
Oh, really?
And he got, duplicated.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
With another Microsoft phone, so I was like, "Oh, easily hackable."
It's like
it wouldn't have happened with an iPhone.
Negative product placement.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
So that actually, I did like that fight though, I liked Wonder Woman's fight scenes. Besides when
she looked cool
when she was fighting, it was really cool. But when they did the slow motion and stuff,
it wasn't cool.
She had her braces or like her.
Oh, brain. When she brought up that lasso of truth,
that was pretty cool.
Well, I assume it's a lasso of truth. Yeah. It's a lasso. Yeah, I don't know.
Lasso.
I like when she like playing like her.
Not really much truth gonna come.
I like
out of
the lasso. What are they called? Yeah, he's not gonna say.
Yeah,
or like bracelets.
I think just bracelets.
Are they called something? I feel like they called something else.
I don't know.
Was one of them? Can Wonder Woman? Was she flying? I don't know if she has that power in this movie.
She just kind of did like weird super jumps.
I don't think they showed her flying.
Yeah, I think you just see her do super jumps. I wanted to see her invisible jet.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't think
yeah.
she's gonna
have flying
that.
Turkish Airlines.
Well, did they retcon? Well, no, they don't need to retcon because they have so many fucking universes. Did they? Yeah. Is New 52 Wonder Woman flyable?
I don't know.
Can she fly around?
I don't know.
Dude, I didn't want to play as a helicopter pilot. That was a chick. You think I'm going to be rereading Wonder Woman right now?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was like, you know, not to be mean or
no,
anything, but she's not
female like, comic book characters.
I don't know.
Like FF, comic series.
What, which one?
FF. It's like Fantastic Four. Their replacement Fantastic Four. So it's She-Hulk, Ant-Man, the Wasp, and like female thing.
The Wasp is good?
Yeah.
What?
Wasp, right?
What? Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Wasp is the...
The chick.
Oh, it's the chick. Never mind. I'm thinking Yellowjacket. Is yeah.
No.
Sorry, Wasps and Yellowjackets are pretty similar in
yeah.
the RL.
That's why I was really confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, back to the movie.
Okay.
yeah.
So, bad.
Let's go to...
yeah. Bad? Are we going to bad?
I think I talked about everything I liked.
Yeah, we'll go back into good if we find any more, which I
think.
Okay,
so one thing that's good about this movie is the fact that we know there's a director's cut for 3 hours, which means any loopholes that we had might get resolved. Yes. Oh, I liked the granny's peach tea.
Oh, that was funny.
The
piss?
Funny, yeah.
It was funny, but it was drawn out.
I like the...
Because as soon as it said tea on there, I'm like, I know what
that
is. Yeah,
I knew
it
right away.
But she had to like stop and stutter for like
5 minutes. Yeah, it took too long.
Yeah, that's what I was telling... one of my other friends today. I was like, the movie was 2.5 hours long, and it felt like they could have made it even shorter.
That's why I'm confused.
So
like,
what's
they could
be
have
the director's cut
a ton, but then I was like, if there's stuff in the director's cut that explains some other stuff, why was that added?
Why was that?
This
not
was
in?
Mis-edited.
Yeah,
but it was obviously mis-edited.
Yeah, why was she? Why was what's her name from that TNT show, Stuttertastic? While she like looks at the jar of Granny's peach tea. When it very obviously said Granny's Peach Tea, and it was dark bits. Like,
yeah. Oh, I also liked how Wayne Manor was destroyed, and he like lived in like the other thing, like on the property. But
so does that mean that it being lit on fire is still the thing? Does that mean that like?
Well, it's a ton of like Nolan, that's Batman, a lot of Nolan. Universe. Like the whole beginning sequence is all Nolan's.
No, but that was very Zack Snyder too, because it's so sucker punch.
Yeah, but you're telling me the bats, he falls down a well, the bats, the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the bats lifting him out. Oh, I was talking about the origin.
I also thought his face while he was falling down the well was super funny. I don't know if you guys heard me. I tried to suppress my laughter. I laughed multiple times when they kept showing him falling down the well and his face like, ugh. And I was like, like this little kid, like, he fell down fucking well. Get wrecked.
I actually like that explosion because I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
Personally, I didn't see it coming.
Wait, which exploding?
The explosion in the...
They're in the courtroom
wherever. Oh, when...
It just... There's a bomb just
when
goes
I saw
off.
The Granny's Peach Tea, I knew that it was going to explode. I was like,
really?
Fuck the wheelchair. Yeah.
I had that idea. Because
I was like, the wheelchair seemed suspicious. I was like, why did he get the wheelchair?
Because I thought... When he first climbed onto the Superman statue, I thought he had bombs on him because he had like this... He was like taping stuff and like we saw that happen. When he had all the newspaper clippings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell's going on here? I thought he was going to be like blow himself up in the Superman statue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was more...
I was like, they wouldn't do that now. Yeah. Like,
oh, I did like... Even though we saw a bunch of it in the trailer, I did like that beginning sequence where we see Batman's perspective.
Yeah.
I did like that.
Yeah.
I don't really like the Jeep part.
Oh, the Jeep was heavy-handed.
That was so heavy-handed.
But I like that he's
especially because
there.
We saw the Jeep commercial right before the
right
movie
before.
Started.
Right before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw that pretty much that whole sequence, but I did like that part.
I like when he was running.
That he was like, whoa. Like, yeah. He's like, I'm just a man. I can't
I was
really
surprised
do anything
when
here.
He went through the smoke. I was like, mesothelioma, homie.
I was
very
like,
real.
Yeah. It's like, I'm pretty sure that would, you know, stop you slightly. Like, you wouldn't just be running through it. The clouds of fucking...
Clouds
dust.
Of like glass and
other building materials,
mm-hmm.
real shit,
asbestos probably,
real shit.
And then I like when Batman was trying to avoid Doomsday. He wasn't really fighting Doomsday. He was avoiding him. But he made like, so, like that was where they did the Dark Knight, like lightning, whatever, against the wall. But like he, just the way he evades people, even like with the cop scene.
Yeah.
He just moves like Batman. I think Batman was up against the thing.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the things I really liked about, what is it? Batman Begins and Dark Knight.
You see him being like fucking sneaky.
Yeah.
It's like he's a ninja, so he's sneaky.
Exactly.
And in Dark Knight,
he's got to be evasive in smoke clouds.
He doesn't really do anything, and he's kind of clumsy and dumb.
Yeah, you're right. No smoke, no evasion and stuff.
Yeah, he has smoke bombs, but they're shitty for some reason. It was like, your smoke bombs are so much better in the first two movies. Like, why did he just give you shitty bombs?
Like, Ra's al Ghul taught you, man. Like, a tactic is...
Yeah. So... And I also... Like, what was up with the weird Flash, like, maybe going back in time?
Maybe being a dream sequence?
Yet it was in a dream sequence. That's the weird thing.
Because it was, like, a dream sequence after a dream sequence.
Yeah, so I was like, what? I'm like, they better explain this in the other movies, why he's having these dreams. Because he's not just having them.
Yeah.
Like, there's
was
some...
Was it a dream? Like, or did he fall back asleep?
I think
after?
It happened, but...
Is this bad?
I don't like
Are
that
low... bad?
Let's just jump to bad, right?
Yeah.
I don't like that Lois... I don't like that Lois is the key.
Lois.
That means we have to see her in Justice League.
Dude, save the Lois. Save the world. Like
stupid Lois. Kill her. Yeah. She's the key. You must kill her. She's evil, hopefully.
I don't know if I'd call it bad or ugly with the dude at the beginning, dude. The cameraman.
Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah. You know, that was Jimmy Olsen that got the FBI, a CIA agent.
What happened is they didn't explain his name. The photographer in the beginning in the desert, that's Jimmy Olsen. Who he's a CIA agent also. And they did that in the comics where he was a CIA agent.
Yeah.
But then they killed him. They didn't name drop him. In the credits, it said Jimmy Olsen.
What the fuck?
Then Zack Snyder commented about it, and he's like,
it's fun that we can do stuff with like major characters.
Yeah, he's like, oh, like I saw no room for Jimmy Olsen in the future, so I thought it'd be fun to kill him.
What the fuck?
So they killed him, and he said there's a deleted scenes where he reveals himself to be Jimmy Olsen, and he started to take that out because it would... Like, why set him up if you're just going to kill him? But then we learn now, we're just mad retrospectively instead of in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
So another bad, I would
what
say.
What the fuck?
It's like, why would you do that?
Why would you even do that, period?
Just don't put just Jimmy don't Olsen it. In, and then we just can pretend he's still out there somewhere.
Let him be a regular guy.
Or he can just be in the office, like,
what the fuck?
You don't have to make him a major player, just make him, don't just kill him.
That was another thing, too, is the only people that were, framed... Like that were because Superman crashed into that village, you know, and they like framed him by killing those people. One, they were shot. So it's like, how did Superman
I never
kill
understood
if they were shot?
How they were blaming him?
And
the
two,
whole
they were
time.
Fucking terrorists. They shot a bunch of terrorists, and they were like, Superman, it's not cool if you kill terrorists to save Lois Lane. It was like, what? He's like, you have to answer for your crimes. And it was like, what? This was once?
That was
and
so
he killed
confusing.
A bunch of he killed a bunch of terrorists. Yeah. It was like, why are people
I
angry?
Was so confused by that.
Yeah. It was like, huh?
And like, oh, and a live witness there, Lois Lane, they don't like is she they think, oh, he she do they know she's in love with Superman or like together with Superman? Or she they don't
well,
believe
maybe
her
they
account.
See her because she's like writes so much about him.
But
they don't question her at all.
Would they question her and be like, what happened here?
Yeah. They don't question her
and
at all.
And they're like, I don't... Or she say to them, oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Or she doesn't like, she doesn't mention that the guy...
Yeah, Superman came in the last second, so obviously she knows he didn't do it.
Yeah, she doesn't mention that the guy, the cameraman guy...
Was a CIA agent.
Was a CIA agent. Yeah. She wasn't like, there was a bug in the guy's camera, and that's why the shit went down.
Yeah.
She doesn't mention any... No one discusses
it. No one talks
it with
to
her.
It's like, she's a woman. She's
no
not going
to
know.
It to her.
That's what I think they thought.
So that was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
I was really confused why they were talking to... Like, not talking to her. Like,
I want to talk about something else that I thought was really dumb.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. And that was Batman's origin that we saw at the beginning with the mom and the dad.
They just saw, like, a regular movie.
Well, no, it looked a lot like Sucker Punch again. It looked just like Sucker Punch with the gun, the way the gun moved and everything was very
Sucker
Punch.
Was it just me, or did his mom get shot in the face, but then had no visible holes
they're
in
like,
her face?
He wanted that cool shot with the pearls.
With the pearls.
Yeah. But then he didn't realize the gun was aiming at her face and her head.
It was aiming like straight at her fucking forehead or like between her
and
eyes.
Then it was she was like fine. Yeah,
and then she was
that
totally
headshot.
Fine. Yeah, to get that nice headshot.
And then also I didn't like how Thomas Wayne like went to punch the thief
huh
like
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Because that never happened in
canon.
He
went to defend, yeah.
No, he went to punch him. He went to...
He went to attack the...
Yeah, yeah. He's supposed to be consolatory, and he's like, he's doing the right thing. Yeah. He's even doing what he wants, and he's still... That's another part that adds to Batman. He's like, he was doing everything he wanted. It still didn't matter.
Meanwhile, I did like how they put Zorro in this movie instead of...
Yeah.
Because that's like...
But yeah, the dad was supposed to be obliging the...
Yeah. Being like, we'll give you what you want.
Because Batman, Bruce Wayne could be like, oh, my dad had it coming. He's going to punch him. He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, see, that was pretty... Yeah, he should be, you know, reasonable about that, but he's not. He could have been like, my dad died valiantly. But he says, like, my dad died for nothing.
Yeah.
He says that in the movie. He's like, at least your parents...
Oh, wait, that's something I forgot to say I liked. And good was the scene where he goes to his parents' grave and the bat breaks out, because that was a lot like Dark Knight Returns as well.
Uh-huh. This movie
is pretty much live action reversed Dark Knight Returns,
but they tweak it a lot.
Yeah, added with the Superman. What's the story where Superman dies by Doomsday?
Yeah, it's just Superman dies. Just Death of Superman.
Death of Superman that shoehorned in at the end.
Yeah,
but there was a lot of Dark Knight Returns imagery.
Yeah, in this scene, like the bite. It's like a giant bat that breaks through his mom's coffin that bites him. Yeah. In the comic book, he's like sitting, drinking scotch in his house. There's like a big glass. It's a storm. And a giant bat breaks through the glass. And and he wakes up and he's like, I need to be a bat.
Yeah. And they also have the fucking... There were like flying lizard people in his dream.
Yeah.
And
that's the parademons.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the dark side's minions.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, these are actually real things. But it's like, why are they just kind of randomly in his dream?
That's why I'm saying it has to have connection to something. Or I mean, it doesn't necessarily in Zack Snyder world, but...
But yeah, why are his dreams like reminiscent of
visions of either
happening?
The future or like...
Because it's like...
Of another world, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a timeline that could happen if Lois Lane dies or something, because Flash is like, Lois Lane is the key, so I think if she dies, Superman's going to go all crazy.
But the universe is still okay, so he definitely didn't save his mom. And fucking flying lizard people that exist, but you know, not at least not yet in this universe. So what's up with him? And
I don't understand what your argument is, though.
Oh, I'm just like, why?
That's the future or something.
I guess, but it's like, why is Batman having visions of the future?
That's what I don't understand. I think that'll be explained to Justice League.
I'm like, why is he having dreams of things that actually happen in the comic books and animated movies?
Yeah.
It just bothers me. And so it's like, oh, it's a dream, so it's not real. But then if they decide to use that material later, then it is real. And then all of a sudden he has like weird fucking... like
psychic
clairvoyance, like what?
Yeah,
like,
but I assume they're gonna explain it in some way.
Yeah,
or it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense. That's the thing. Like Zack Snyder, he's like, oh, I'm a comic book fan, and I was like, are you?
Yeah, it's like,
I think he's a comic book fan
in the sense he's like, I like these scenes, but he doesn't understand the characters or emotion at all.
I think he must be on drugs.
He doesn't understand the core values of the characters.
That's what I said after Man
of Steel. All the Batman killing. I'm like, maybe I'll go with you. Like, he mostly doesn't kill.
So much killing.
Like, sometimes he kills in other stuff.
Oh, my God.
But why? Okay, then explain to me in this world, why isn't the Joker dead?
Yeah.
There's no way he's not killing the Joker if he's just killing random criminals. And I understand he's like...
Yeah.
He says in an interview about, he's shooting... Like, at the one part where he rescues Martha, he's like, oh, I shot the gas tank because he's not... directly killing him, he's indirectly killing people.
No, but
that is not
a
big difference. It's a big difference with the branding. I don't care about that.
Yeah,
he can brand them. Cool. If they kill in jail, it's not his fault, really.
Yeah.
And why would that get him killed? I have no idea why the prisoners would want to kill.
They should be like
somebody branded by the bat.
They should be like, Batman branded you, like that blows. We should get him.
It should be like, oh, you fought him too. You got war stories just like me. When he took down me.
What was your story?
Yeah.
Like,
I was
dealing drugs.
And then why does he not brand Lex Luthor of all fucking people? Sorry.
I'm assuming that symbolized the end of the branding of Batman. Just came to his senses.
I'm just
a guess.
I wanted him to brand him in a bald head.
It's like he's okay with branding some like nobody, but when it comes to Lex Luthor, he wants to keep him alive.
It's the rich getting richer.
I mean,
the rich get always special.
Because that's the problem I found. You didn't see Batman change enough. He was consistently really the same person, and then he made that random flip, but he didn't really flip.
He didn't really change.
He just said, now we're friends. Oh, and that scene, it was like I just kept thinking of that scene from Step Brothers where they're like, it was like, okay, let's say our mom's names on three. One, two, three. Martha. Yeah. Did we just become best friends? That's a scene that you can
was
do.
Was that karate, right?
Yeah.
In Step Brothers?
I forget what they say. Something like that. Like, what's your favorite something?
Yeah.
And they say the same thing. And they say, we just become best friends. Like,
yes.
And that is what happened in that scene. Mm-hmm. Totally.
It's weird. I don't know, man. Some more bad? Or should we just move on to ugly?
Oh, let's just keep. There's a lot of bad.
Lex Luthor, not great. Like, it's not the Lex Luthor. What do you think about the painting? I understand they had it
flipped when they went into Lex Luthor's house.
Wait, what?
Because he says like I kept it the same. His like father's den or whatever.
Uh huh.
Except I always thought one painting should be flipped upside down.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, you see that the painting's flipped upside down.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Was that stupid? Was that unnecessary?
That's
a cool painting. I want that painting.
Well, it's just foreshadowing like Darkseid coming down too.
Yeah.
It's not it was symbolizing Superman
coming from the sky, like from
the sky, where in our heads he's the this is how I took it. Yeah, Superman come from the sky. He sees him as bad. He's like, "Oh, it should be flipped."
Yeah, devil.
But then when it's flipped, but by the end everything's resolved for us, but Darkseid's coming down. That to me, that's what it symbolized. So, I think it
was fun. I don't know. It was just one of those really really heavy-handed things like the rest of the movie.
Yeah, like the whole thing. Like everything Lex Luthor said was heavy-handed.
There was there's so much of it.
Yeah,
like the fight, even that stupid thing where he's like, "You should not pick a fight with this man."
Yeah,
and I was like, and then people are laughing at the theater, and I'm like, "Have you not seen a trailer for this?"
That's what I was thinking. I was like, "Really? You didn't? Like, I guess not."
It's been in every trailer.
Yeah. That makes me mad. Like that happened. Yeah, when you see a trailer and then people in the audience are like reacting to something seen the trailer. Yeah.
That's the weird thing where I'm gonna be like a hypocrite right now. Because
I'm going back and forth on the same thing. I'm like, I like this part of the scene, but then there's tweaks. It could have been made way better.
Yeah.
Because I always say, like, I hate it when a movie has a trailer and we see stuff that's not in the movie that's in the trailer.
Yeah.
Because I find it very misleading.
Mm-hmm.
But in this movie, I feel like so many major scenes were in trailers.
Yeah.
That I would have preferred them to not have shown anything that was in the movie.
Yeah.
And just be like, Batman is fighting Superman. You want to see this movie. The end of the trailer. Keep that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you have to say.
That's why they said, they took too much credence with, like, we're going to show you everything except that Doomsday fight. And it was really like, yeah, but I still don't want to see some of this. It's like.
No, but there was another trailer that shows Doomsday.
But shows Doomsday, but not the fight.
And then it
their whole thing was like the last 30 minutes of the actual fight, we're not going to show you. And they thought that would be enough.
They thought it would be enough.
And then like, another earlier
joining up with Wonder Woman. He's like, is she with you? No.
I thought she was with you.
And it was like, well, I guess they
said. And then people laughed at that joke.
And that's why they never showed that trailer like ever again. Because they're like.
Yeah, because before he was like, oh man, maybe Batman will actually kill Superman in a live action movie. Like he, you know, almost does in
the comic.
Yeah. It just like you expect, and it's like.
I never thought he was gonna kill him.
It's like
I always thought. It always ends up a tie. Like they're not people. Be really pissed if he ends up killing him.
Yeah.
Well, then he would come. Would they be? I think they'd be pissed.
Yeah, they'd be pissed.
They'd be pretty pissed.
That's what I did.
That's what's awesome because I was always telling people when they're like, "I don't get it. What is Batman for Superman?" I was like, "So Batman can win at the end, and Superman dies at the end."
Yeah.
And I was like telling so many people that, and then that actually like is kind of what happened.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Oh no, this will be interesting to after people see the movie." Because that is a joke. I always say Batman wins the fight, but because he kind of did.
But like, there were so many things I wish were added. Like, we never got to see. We never saw the scene where Superman realizes Bruce Wayne is Batman.
They just kind of know.
He just knows. And we never see the scene where Batman knows he's Clark Kent. Did he ever figure it out until he saw Martha? He's like, that's your son. But did he ever figure it out until that point?
That's what I don't like about Lois Lane.
We didn't see Jesse Eisenberg.
Lois Lane knows everyone now.
We didn't see anybody discovering who anybody was, their other identity.
No.
They just knew. Lex just knew.
Lex just knew. He knew.
I know, I understand he's smart, but I want to see, like, I like the reveal of, like,
yeah,
when he figured
like Superman. Like, I want to see Superman do X-ray and be like, "Oh, what's up, Bruce?" Or say, like, I know he said that eventually, but like, I wanted more to.
I guess we're supposed to assume it when he's at the party.
Yeah, somehow they just figured out.
No, because he never saw Batman until
he knows that Bruce Wayne.
He must have known right at the docks where the Batmobile hit Superman. That's the first time they encounter each other. So I'm sure he figured out right then. He's like, "Oh, it's Bruce Wayne." But it would have been if he said Bruce in that moment. I would have been like, okay.
I'm like, whoa.
Like, yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been cool. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Oh, but it's the thing I would like.
The one thing about the spoilers that I thought was super funny was I was reading this article for, I don't remember what website it was. But anyway, they were.
Latino Review, perhaps?
Huh?
Latino Review?
No. Wait, when was that mentioned before?
It's like always, they always like break all the spoilers. Like the,
yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
No. It was, God, what was it? I really don't remember. But anyway, the writer was like, oh, hey, so our company held a screening of Batman vs. Superman. And what was really funny is that there was a foreword by Zack Snyder urging everyone to refrain from posting spoilers on social media. And then, of course, the author is just like, I can't help but think that's hilarious because anybody who's seen the trailer already knows what's going to happen in the movie. And I was like,
Well, you don't know the Superman dying.
I saw one spoiler, though, that involved like Ma Kent getting kidnapped and the explosions and the graffiti.
Huh?
I saw like a spoiler pretty early on that said those things. Where like the dude at the beginning, he like spray paints False God.
There was a trailer that had False God.
Yeah, but like I heard about him, then like Lex contacting him and using him as like a scapegoat against the cause.
Oh, I don't know.
I read all that.
Yeah, I mean, except for that second trailer, I think they do a good job at selling their trailer. I know, like, it turned into the movie, and it's, like, not what it is, but they do a pretty good job of selling that. Because even that, like, in the third trailer, that Batman scene, we eventually figured out it would be at the end, but I assume that was, like, in the beginning, it was a random thing he was doing.
The Batman.
In the warehouse. I didn't know it was that integral to the end of the movie happening.
Yeah.
So I was misled by that because it seemed like Alfred was so calm that it would seem like he was doing his regular thing.
Mm-hmm. Now time for the ugly.
Sure.
Yeah. Lex Luthor's hair. I'll say that again.
His hair is disgusting.
I love when they shaved it. Get rid of that thing.
The Jolly Rancher scene.
Oh,
that was
his thing in his mouth.
That was hairy. So unnecessary.
Is he like saying like I'm in charge now, like I'm gonna pretty rape much. You or something? Like I'm
so.
The top.
Just because he promised to give them kryptonite, so they give him Zod and the ship and everything, but then they don't get the kryptonite, but they still let him have Zod and the ship and stuff, so it's like what?
Yeah.
So it's like, huh?
Yeah, that was weird.
Really? Why?
It's pretty ugly when he let his assistant just die.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
In the bombing.
Yeah, that was pretty
dumb. Because like it feels like she was in building in importance.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
and
was,
then they just
I thought her. She was gonna have a scene. She didn't get a scene where she stole it. Like she
It looked like she was going to be important for some reason. Like she was going to be one of the right hand henchmen.
Yeah, because she's supposed to be.
Yeah,
she just never got that moment.
And then she got fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
All this slow motion.
The closer, lots of slow motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, the closer.
The closer was kind of weird. She's just always the closer to me.
My who?
The closer.
Are you talking about an actress?
The actress from The Closer.
Is that like the senator?
This is the senator. Yeah, from the TNT show.
Okay. Is that her?
Yeah, it's her.
Kara Sedgwick?
Isn't it?
No, I don't think so. That's not her.
It's not?
No.
Oh, man, I'm just a racist. That sucks. I thought it was her.
I didn't like Flash's suit from what we saw.
Yeah, I didn't like Flash's mask under his Iron Man mask.
Yeah.
Where it like pops open.
I was like, it's still like not enough to see it fully, but I was like,
so are we supposed to assume that suit we saw in the dream is his suit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks horrible.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why. What do you think it was?
I thought that was like a futuristic Flash suit that he had in the future.
I think that's just his suit all the time.
But I think that's going to be his suit.
Yeah, the future
the
movie, as in like
not
a year or two from now.
Yeah,
I don't think
he's not the Flash.
I assumed it was like.
No, because he's still a young kid. He looks the same.
He's just a dude.
Ezra Miller's the same. That's what I'm saying. That's what the suit's going to be. It's going to be weird like that.
I was so confused who that guy was. That's why I looked over. I looked over to you and you were like.
Because he's like brown.
No, it's Ezra Miller. For sure. I heard the voice.
Well, no. But
he looked like Chappie. He was like Chappie.
Yeah.
What is this Chappie suit doing here?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, he had like Iron Man like mask that opens up to reveal him wearing like a regular Flash mask. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah, I got so
and
confused
like,
by that.
He had kind of like gross facial hair too. He had like weird little mustache going on.
That's really trendy right now.
It's weird. I didn't like it.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan at all.
Don't do that. Grow a full beard. Be a man.
You flash with the beard. I feel like that would get a little bit in the way.
Nope.
You like run through a wall and your beer gets left.
It'd probably be so soft. Just like constantly like eroded away properly.
Maybe.
Did Clark Kent ever get in trouble for not, like, he didn't write the right story, but then Perry White was just like, I'm mad at you, but did he ever do anything?
And he's just, like, gone. He's
like, Perry White's never going to come back in this movie again. It's like, I thought all those Daily Planet scenes were weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, they're
no coach, or just coach, no economy plus.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's like, I didn't understand when she was like, it's for this. And he's like, get her a helicopter. Landed on the roof.
Yeah.
I was like, what is it for? Like, if it's not for a story, what is it for? I don't.
Yeah, why like, did he all of a sudden, like, go on her side?
Term that, yeah.
She said the key phrase word that was like, oh, this is important. I gotta go.
And what's up with the bullet? We get it. It's from LexCorp.
Well, it's from LexCorp.
Yeah. That's so it?
They couldn't. It was a special metal. I think that was it. Like, they could.
No,
like,
that was the.
Did they collect all the bullets except one? Or, like.
No, she collected. The bullet was in
no
her
one could identify it.
Yeah, but why can't. Like, they didn't find any bullet.
Why didn't they find any other casings or?
Yeah. Why didn't they realize that the people were shot and not killed by Superman hitting the ground for some reason?
Yeah.
It was like the shockwave killed everyone in the village, and it was like these people were shot.
Yeah.
Because they made it seem like he actually did kill a bunch of people in that village, but then it turns out that he didn't. It was that LexCorp framed him, but LexCorp shot those people. They had bullet holes in them. Like, one dude was
like,
shot
Superman,
in the
face. Why did you use a gun to shoot these people?
Like, they should have gotten a blowtorch and torched
and
them.
And how do they?
They'd be like heat vision, right?
How do they even know Superman was there? Did they like? Did Lois Ranger say, "Oh, Superman was there"? Like, how did they know he was there?
Yeah.
Because no one else was there to see the evidence.
No, they're witnesses. Those African people.
They didn't get killed.
Not all of them.
No, remember there was that one lady who was Superman struck and, but then it was like Superman, but that was like a terrorist place.
Yeah, you terrorist killer.
Yeah,
it was Senator Gitmo.
It was really random
or whatever the DC universe equivalent is.
And what was their plan? Like, what was the original plan? Like Lois Lane and the CIA. What was their plan?
That's the we don't know.
Lois Lane didn't know about the CIA apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, but what was the CIA? What was her plan then? Just to get a story?
Just to get a story.
And the CIA's plan was to what?
To make get the location,
get the
maybe
location
for drones.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it was just made no fucking
bizarre.
Sense.
No.
Yeah, because it was like at first I was like, oh, maybe you know Superman did actually kill some villagers when he struck the village, but then later on they kind of absolve him of any like guilt by saying that LexCorp was the true. Issue behind it all, but then it was like, but LexCorp killed everyone by shooting them, and like the first guy that they shoot him in the fucking face. So it's very obvious that he no longer has a face. So it's like Superman didn't, you know, throw a bullet at this guy.
It was I don't know.
Yeah, Lois Lane was also there. He saved Lois Lane.
Yeah, she was always distracting him. It was like stupid Superman.
The terror boss.
Also, why did she try to hide that bullet from Superman? Like, I felt
I don't know.
Superman should have used his X-ray vision a lot more in this movie.
He doesn't
does he? Does he doesn't use his
I don't think he has
freeze
it.
Breath? Oh, does he not? Yeah, he has X-ray vision. He did it in the when he was a kid in Man of Steel. He was like, "Whoa."
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he like freaked out and he could
see
through the door.
I repress all my memories of that movie.
Did he use ice breath? Has he used ice breath yet?
No.
Okay. I like that power.
Ice breath.
He didn't use any of his powers except his heat vision, right?
He barely
and
uses
flying.
Heat vision.
His heat vision and flying and strength.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's all he really has except his X-ray.
That's
and
pretty much
freeze
yeah.
breath.
And, you know, every
But
other
X-ray
power
comes
natural.
In handy. That I like when that
I was actually thinking about it the other day. I liked in Superman Returns when the bullet is fired at his eye.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, bounces off his eye.
Oh, that was so
that's
funny.
That's a good use of slow motion.
Yeah, that's a good use of slow motion.
And
it shows how strong, like the weakest part of your body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like can stop, in Superman can
stop
a bullet.
That is cool.
But yeah, I thought that the weird bathtub scene was weird because she's like, you're going to drown the whole place. And he's like, we'll try it. We'll clean it up or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, you're making a mess, you guys.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like, once he's at home, he should like just take his glasses off right away.
Be like, I'm Superman now.
Yeah, like Lois, you know who the fucking man is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Clark Kent didn't have much to do in that movie.
I didn't like when she was like, this symbol represents hope.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, great weird, callback to the first movie.
They had multiple weird asides where it was like him like contemplating his existence.
Like him with bullshit. His mom.
Yeah.
Like, that was all in the trailer.
That was really annoying.
The exact scene from the start of that scene to the end of that scene was all in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like literally that. Like,
you don't know them anything, Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate like, how
weird him with his dad.
Okay, I like to see Kevin Costner, but I didn't like that he hallucinated and was like, what is he doing? He's
yeah. Like, also, I didn't understand why Clark Kent would like hike.
Yeah, I was like, where is he going?
Yeah, and he's like wearing a jacket and shit. I
thought he was going to, like, I'm going back to my hobo roots.
I thought he was going to like the Fortress of Solitude. Me or something.
Too. He never went to the fortress, did he?
No.
He's like, oh, screw the fortress.
So I was really confused because I was like, is he going to the fortress? Why is he like walking there? He can fly that really made fast. No sense.
He was like wearing a beanie and a jacket and stuff.
Yeah, I was like,
and
you're like, Superman.
He's always so pouty, and he's like, why am I here? Like, why don't they like me?
I thought they cleared that up in Man of Steel.
Exactly. I thought they would evolve the character. He's the same person.
Yeah, like, they just regressed him back to, like, the beginning, or, like, mid of Man of Steel.
Yeah, because, like now Batman's making him question himself again. He's like, why do they hate me?
Like, they made it seem like a ton of people hate on him, but it's still seems apparent that
I think it's a majority that love him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all that hate on him is representative of the fact that, like, real life people hated on Man of Steel.
Maybe.
That's what I think. I think it's
because I think all that destruction that they talked about is because of people's reaction to the destruction.
No, but if it was people hating on Man of Steel, then the majority would be in the haters.
It seemed like it was.
There'd be like a few people that would be like, no, we still like him.
I like how they explained the Mexican scene.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That made a lot more. The Day of the Dead, of course.
Because I was like, what's up with all these Mexicans in makeup? Like,
it made
Superman.
A lot more sense, though. I'm glad it was that and not something weird.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that was really heavy handed, too. The weird, like, worship, random worship. Yeah. And they tried to make it. It felt like there was so much going on, but only for like a little bit of time each.
Yeah. It was literally like snippets of a lot, and then there was a lot of downtime where they just did slow motion.
Yeah.
I was like, you're not doing enough, yet you
or they showed
have
the
too
pearls
much time.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
They showed those pearls
like
3 times.
Yeah, they showed the same scene, like, over, yeah, like that like same death scene. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what, like, anytime they hint at something, they have to show a flashback to remind me. Exactly. So, like, when he says Martha, it zooms in on Bruce Wayne's face, and he's like, Martha? And then it shoots back to the grave of Martha, and I'm like, I know what his mom's name is.
It shows the grave, and then it shows his mom dying.
Yeah, it shows his
mom
dying.
I think people are more...
And then it shows the dad, like, uttering his last breath, and he's like, Martha. I think... And I'm like, you just showed me 3 times.
Yeah, I think people are more ready to remember that that's Bruce Wayne's mom, and they're probably more likely to forget that it's Superman's mom, because they didn't say Martha up until that point. I guess they should have known from the first movie, I guess, but I feel like they would have been like, how does he know that? they're on Batman's side. They're like, how do you know that name?
How do you know?
I feel like a lot of people that know, like pretty much Martha Wayne and Lois Lane, or Martha Kent.
Martha Wayne and Lois Lane.
Martha Wayne and Lois Lane sitting in a tree. Martha Kent and Lois Lane, like, they have very poor poker faces.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever Superman gets mentioned, they have the biggest reaction.
Yeah, like when Superman's on the news, she's like, oh, she's like in that restaurant. She's like, it's so obvious. Like, she has a personal
connection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I love how they had to, like, because you know how they set up, whatchamacallit, too. They set up Superman. And that's another thing, too, is they're like, their issues, but they only remain issues for so long. Like, the Superman being like a god and whatever issue doesn't last very long. It's only for like part of the movie, and then
it's
kind of glanced
same
over
with
for the rest
Superman
of the
reacting to the explosion, where he like, I didn't notice it.
He's like, oh,
he's only sad about it for like a second.
He's only sad about
it.
For a second.
I should have known. Yeah, but
no one mentions it.
The only thing that lasts the whole movie is Bruce Wayne hating Superman for that one girl 18 months ago.
I think it's that one girl multiplied by like the whole city.
Plus the dude he's talking to on the phone, that old bald dude,
Jack.
Yeah,
who, or Jake.
Jack. There's some backstory there.
He
didn't give a shit about the guy who lost his legs, though. He's like, are you getting my money?
He's like, you're just a janitor.
Yeah.
Like they said, Wally. I was like, did they shoe in like Wally West?
Yeah, so I was thinking.
Or was this a purposeful misdirect to call him Wally? And then they said his last name eventually. But I was like, what is this?
Yeah, right.
That's how we know Christopher Nolan was not a part of it, because they would have been like, Wally used to be like, used to clean things up in a flash.
Oh, yeah. It's something weird like that.
Yeah. I like your normal name better, Robin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God.
Oh my God. I was going to say, though, No. I love another super heavy-handed thing that I thought was like, it was funny they had to clarify just for the sake of like, because there'd be criticism, I guess, if they didn't, maybe. Mm-hmm. But in the city, when they're about to blow up the city for a second time, they're like, good thing it's nighttime, Tim, or else people might die. But nobody's there right now because it's midnight. It's like, good thing you told me there was no one there, else I might say that this is just a repeat of Man of Steel.
Yeah, that literally was the exact, because of the criticism, they're like, yeah, but we want to blow stuff up, but we got to tell them, good thing
there's nobody. Good thing this happened during nighttime and not daytime like that general's office.
Wait, what are you talking about? Like the bomb? What bomb?
When Doomsday came back down and re-entered into it, they're like, on the newscast, they're like, Good thing there's no people. There's this unpopulated area right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We had time to evacuate or something like that.
Yeah, when they start fighting on the Bilex Tower, sort of, yeah. They're like, oh, good thing there's like, it's nighttime, so nobody's really there. And then when they re-enter and they land, they're like, it's on an island, mostly uninhabited. And they keep clarifying that there's nobody there to die.
They're like trying to tell everybody, no, not many people died in this
nobody's
one.
There. Yeah, nobody's
in
there.
That one fight.
Yeah, in that one fight, yeah.
So that's why it was really
a lot of criminals are dying. But
oh, another ugly thing is Henry Cavill's acting when he gets stabbed by Doomsday.
I hate anytime he's flying in... Anytime he's screaming, I'm like, ah, I hate his scream. It's like, it's always the same.
He shoots I-beams.
The inconsistency with like his, like I said earlier, where kryptonite is in his lungs versus like kryptonite being near him. Yeah. He also gets weak when he gets like the...
That was weird.
That was
I do feel like kryptonite is very not consistent.
Yeah, it was not consistent.
Even in the comics, I feel like it's very...
He wasn't able to get up and stand while holding the spear, but then later he was able to fly with it.
I definitely think he shouldn't have been able to fly with it.
He should be able to fly with it.
But
and then if he was able to fly with it, he should have been able to just javelin it.
Yeah.
And then also, why did the spear have less effect when it was inside Doomsday
than when it was
completely through him and outside of his body?
It should have been the most powerful when it was inside of him.
Maximal effect when it was completely embedded in him, as opposed to it having gone through. Like, as soon as it went all the way through, then it was like, oh, okay, I'm dead now. But it was inside him.
And does that mean all Kryptonians are weak to kryptonite?
Yeah. That's what they made it sound like.
That's weird.
Because they were like, oh, it's part of their reactor, and it's like radioactive, but only for Kryptonians. And it causes cell decay, but I guess
I'm gonna find a very poisonous, dangerous element and name it Earthium.
There's a lot of those.
Earthium?
No, a lot of poisonous, dangerous things.
Yeah, I need to discover one though, just so I can name it Earthium, and then it could be like our kryptonite.
Okay.
Because we're from Earth.
I was gonna say, just find radium and just be like, hold on to this radium, and you'll have cancer in like 24 hours.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I just want to name it, though.
Oh, can try.
So I can name it, like, Earthite or Earth, or Earthium, depending on... It's based on, like, how many electrons it has or something, right?
How many protons it has?
Ite or Ium?
Wait, what?
Oh, I don't know. There's actually like reasoning to do it.
Okay.
And Ium is, like, probably it's, like, an element. I don't know.
Okay.
Usually Ium is, like, an element. I don't know.
I thought kryptonite was an element on the periodic table.
They just call it kryptonite because it's like a...
No, in real life.
Huh?
Like the real life kryptonite? Isn't kryptonite a real element? No, krypton?
I thought krypton is.
Is it? I don't remember. No. I don't think there's a KR. There's a noble gas that sounds like it, I think.
Kryptonian? Kryptonium?
Why can't I think of it? No.
Krypton is a chemical element with the symbol Kr and atomic number 36. Oh,
yeah, but it's a noble gas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there will be no kryptonite unless you can somehow condense it into a solid. And even then it wouldn't be, because I think ite is usually for metal ores.
Yeah.
So no.
Oh, man.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I just had to find something to name it Earthium or Earthite.
Earthite.
So what else was ugly about this movie?
Let's see. Doomsday's face.
None of those girls.
Yeah, Doomsday's face is pretty ugly.
Doomsday's face, yeah.
Pretty ugly.
Wait, what? Little girl? What?
And I said none of those girls that Batman brings home. God damn.
Batman doesn't go for the ugly ones.
Yeah, that's crazy. Shit.
It's like, damn, where'd they get all these girls from?
Don't give a shit.
How can he convince a girl to like come back to your place that's like really...
He's a billionaire. Oh, another badass thing. Batmobile jumps out, goes under the water.
The water separates.
That was awesome.
Yeah. New Batcave, I really like that.
I like
that. You see it's on Google Maps?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can do like a 360 look at the Batcave and his house.
What the? Yeah, I like the Robin Joker thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
From the trailer as well.
It's the Gotham in me. I like that line. I've been wanting to say that. Maybe it's the Gotham in me, but I prefer waffles over pancakes. Like, just saying stuff like that. Like, maybe it's the Gotham in me, but can you not smoke around me, please?
What?
I just want to say that to people.
I do like how...
Maybe it's the Gotham in me, but I have no parents.
Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne.
Oh, that was a joke.
Bruce Wayne kind of has like two different voices. He has like a normal-ish voice where he's still angry, but then there's like a super pissed where he's talking to Clark Kent. He was like super pissed at him.
Yeah,
and
he changed his voice.
Like, he's like, I am pissed at you.
And he has like the artificial voice that like, Alfred is working on in the mask, in the cowl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I heard a joke from Jimmy Carr earlier where he was talking about sex positions that are based on superheroes. So he talks about Spider-Man and talks about Superman. And then he's like, in my last show, there was a guy in the audience who yelled Batman. And I was like, what is a Batman? He's like, it's when you have sex with the girl and then you kill her parents.
Wow. Like, that's pretty funny. So messed up. That kind of reminds me of, what was that? Who were we talking about with the famous one-liners?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah, remember when we were driving back one night?
I don't think it was Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
It was?
It's like, my dad hated me, so he used to beat me. And he said, you're not even worth beating with a stick. Your ugliness is, I don't know, something stupid. He would say stuff like that. Yeah, where you're just reading one-liners in my car.
Yeah, it was funny one-liners that were like really self...
self-destructive. Deprecating, yeah. Self-destructive. He like takes them to heart.
Oh yeah, my wife and I were happy for 20 years and then we met.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my God, these are gold. Yeah, Jimmy Carr reminds me of this guy.
And what else? Anything else that was ugly in this movie?
What else was that?
Lois Lane thing where Ma Kent like gave her the ring, like, you wanted to do this, and I was like,
that every time Clark was at the Daily Planet and was like, I have to report the real facts about the Bat Vigilante.
I was like, homie, like, no, you've only been a journalist.
I was like,
you 18 months.
Yeah, you don't know who Bruce Wayne is. Like, you don't. Oh my God, like, come on, man. Get some perspective.
The weird double funeral they did. Where they did
one for Clark Kent,
one for Superman. I was like, this guy was like on your shit list for like...
Yeah, they're like, Clark reporter dies in random.
Yeah, it was like the same article in the same newspaper.
Yeah.
And it was like...
he was pictured right next to Lex Luthor. Yeah. Lex Luthor was like jailed and then Clark Kent was like dead right next to him.
So is he going to be full-time Superman?
That's what I was thinking.
When he comes back and they're like, hey, Clark is alive, but also Superman is alive.
Yeah. And Amy Adams, or Lois Lane like moves on to another man in Superman Returns.
Ooh.
Which I thought was great. I love that part in Superman Returns when he goes to her house and she's like moved on with a new man and everything. I was like, damn. Yes, take him down a peg, man.
It's his son.
Yeah, it was his son.
Ooh, yeah.
Get ready. And you know what? He probably called him dad right then. Ooh. I'm sure Superman heard him call him dad.
Ooh, the feel.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, right in the feels. That's a creepy, he's like a stalker Superman that uses X-ray vision for all the, really the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Or all the right reasons, am I right?
Another way to go. Actually, I don't know if Superman Returns is worse than The Search for Peace or not.
I haven't seen
Never saw that.
Don't watch The
quest.
Search for Peace.
I think it's a quest.
Quest for Peace.
The Quest for Peace? I thought it was The Search for Peace.
Is that?
I think it's a
Star
quest.
Star Wars or Superman 6?
Superman 4?
It's a quest.
Superman 4.
I was thinking Star Trek.
This is where he tries to get rid of all the nuclear weapons. But I don't, I've never seen it though. I do know, I know he goes to like the UN and he like argues against nuclear weapons. I can only be the power that can destroy you all. You must not have nuclear weapons.
It's ridiculous.
it was fucking hilarious.
That's really more egregious.
I think it's Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Ah, it is the quest. God damn it.
It's a quest.
The quest.
We must go on a quest.
He's like carrying the piece. He's carrying a missile that looks, you know, kind of, I don't know. It's funny. Anyway, he fights a dude on the moon and it's really bad.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is that it? Anything else?
Yeah, I feel like we've gone through the whole movie. I'm trying to think bits of the movie I'm not thinking of.
Yeah, so
it's that music that really bugged me. The music and like the jumping around.
Yeah, the cut, it like wasn't smooth. It was like we're going to Batman now. Now we're going to like Superman, like Clark Kent, and like, yeah. And now we're going to Lex. It's like so also, jumpy, I didn't like but the not name, consistent.
The name drop of the Dropbox. He's like, I went into your Dropbox and I found this. This is your article. Sports, nothing.
Oh yeah.
I was like, he should have been writing stuff. He had nothing to show for his whole time.
Yeah, it's pretty. Like, I don't. Why didn't he get fired or reprimanded? I don't understand. That's why he had to fake his own. Not fake Lois it. That's why he had to be dead because he's like, because he can't go back to the paper.
Yeah,
he knew. He was you in didn't trouble. See that scene. He was fired. Yeah. Was and then when he comes, when
he was laid off, the whole Daily Play was laid off. Yeah. Like, no one buys newspapers anymore. He says it himself.
He does say it.
I'm like, wait, then why?
Do they usually have that? They have a guy, an actual guy who does real news, like do of sports also.
I don't know.
Or is he like always been relegated to sports and he's like, I want to break out and do this story?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, usually they like designate somebody to do sports, right?
Yeah, usually someone who like cares about sports.
Yeah, someone who actually, unlike Clark Kent, who knows nothing about.
Wait, was this the movie? I'm sorry, my brain's all meshed up.
No, it's okay.
Is this the movie that had all the CNN people in it?
Yes.
Anderson Cooper. We used most of the
We didn't talk about all the gratuitous cameos.
Yeah.
Cameos
of like
and
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Vikram Gandhi.
Vikram Gandhi. We got like, Anderson Cooper. We got Soledad O'Brien was there.
Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace was there. Was
no like, Don Lemon, thank God. Wolf Blitzer was there.
Wolf Blitzer was there?
I think Wolf Blitzer was there.
Oh.
Like every, it was literally fucking everyone. Like so many people.
So messed up.
That's why I was just like, is CNN just has nothing better to do?
Yeah.
Like, literally covering.
They're like, we want to.
Who's the guy who's like the lead with Jake Tapper? He wasn't there.
I want to see how much money this movie made.
I don't know.
It's made over $200 million globally.
Yeah.
What was what was the budget though?
The total cost I heard was $800 million.
$800 million?
I think that includes marketing,
advertising, and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's always good to factor in, though.
I mean, dude, you can't go anywhere without seeing it, though. On Snapchat, they got those filters. On Masquerade, now they have those filters.
Yeah, they are promoting this like no other.
Billboards.
But I can't believe it only made $200 million on its opening weekend. But international.
Too? That's so far.
That's a
lot
of money.
That's a lot.
Is it though?
Zootopia made like 70.
Deadpool
was the most successful.
Made 160. 70 what? The whole weekend, and we still got another day.
Yeah, but I mean, usually stuff doesn't start making money on a foreign market until it's been out for a while, right?
Well, I think it was a simultaneous a lot of places.
Yeah, the simultaneous release in a lot of countries.
That's weird. See,
that's like not that common.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think it's on pace right now for good, but it's about the like repeat. I think it's really about
because people are just afraid.
I think it may slow down here, but
yeah,
I think it's doing all right now, but.
So wait, was it you guys who were talking about how like the future of Justice League movies like rests with Zack Snyder and his wife or something like
that's
that?
Terrible.
I don't remember that.
Where it's
I
like
don't
if
I didn't
this,
say that, but
oh okay, yeah, somebody else then
mm-hmm.
was reading that.
What about his wife?
She has I don't know. Input? She's like involved or something too. But it was like pretty much it's like up to them.
I know. Like,
to make the movies.
I hate how they're
so
like the architects of the universe. It's stupid.
I know, yeah.
Like,
I don't.
I'm pretty sure they'll be pretty hands off of the solo films. They're not. Like, I don't think they had anything to do with Suicide Squad. I hope.
I don't think so either. It didn't seem like it.
It seems pretty David Ayer, and I like him a lot.
Yeah. The trailer looks
The problem
a lot
is,
better.
I wish he wasn't.
Doesn't
doing...
give away anything. I don't know what the movie's about.
Yeah, the story's not there. It's just a ragtag of teams.
It just shows
they
weird,
use for a reason.
Weird action.
And I hope they
don't
tell us
action.
What they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't tell us don't what their doing. Mission is. Just they're say just, they're going to team up, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're just like, you're on a mission, and you're probably going to die. That's all they say.
Yeah, that's a good setup. That's all we need.
And apparently, Batman's supposed to cameo in the movie. They didn't show him in the trailer. So it's like, huh?
And what?
In Suicide Squad.
Yeah, they showed him.
He's on the hood of a car.
He's on the hood of Joker's car.
Oh, really?
Did Ben Affleck go to the set? I'm still confused if he was actually there. Okay.
Yeah, he was actually there.
Because I couldn't tell if they were just using a stunt bat.
Stunt bat.
We don't want to pay you.
That got leaked out a long time ago.
Yeah. But I think a lot of that was shot with the stunt bat, though, still. I don't know.
Stunt bat. But yeah, I was happy to hear that Batfleck was going to be there to keep Joker in order. But then it doesn't really work with him being like all evil and wanting to kill everyone.
Well, we don't know when this movie takes place either.
I think, we do. It's 3 months before.
3 months before this movie?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh.
So he's got to be still pretty pissed.
Yeah,
so he's got to be pretty angry. Yeah, especially if he killed Robin. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why isn't he going to kill him?
Why is he not going to kill him
in Suicide Squad?
Three months before, that means that Wayne Tower was leveled. He's in Rage Tasm mode right now.
Yeah, he's pissed.
In rage against Superman. It doesn't necessarily mean he's in rage against.
Yeah,
but he's also angry.
He's like, the Joker's good compared to Superman. That guy sucks.
Yeah, he's also angry that the Joker killed Robin, though.
Yeah. And how long ago did that happen, though?
We don't know.
That's the question.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But the joke's on him.
So much we don't know.
So little we do.
Yeah.
So little. So I'm hopeful. It's just the Justice League movie. I'm not as hopeful. Because I'm like,
I'm also afraid of what they're going to do.
I think. Me too. Like, if it's that dark tone.
I'm just wondering how they're going to make a feature length movie out of. Aquaman. I'm sure they can do his own thing.
They can do it where his brother. Well, I think if they do the origin where he's human and then he goes down to the sea for the first time.
Are they going to give him a hook hand?
Oh, that would be
amazing. Are they going to give him golden locks and a hook hand?
But I can
I thought that was Submariner. That's not Aquaman, is it?
No, it's Aquaman.
They've done it with Aquaman
has
before.
A hook hand.
Not always.
Like, universe. So funny. So funny.
He is in the cartoon.
That's the one where he loses his arm to like a rock or something, right? Because he sucks. Like a rock can take his hand. And he replaces it with a golden hook.
Are you sure you're not thinking of James Franco? In what
Yeah. Very similar.
Now I'm thinking of James Drago.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, and I don't know how they're going to make a cyborg movie.
I think they're going to scrap that.
Yeah.
Really?
I really don't.
He's just going to show up.
Yeah, like,
he'll be in Justice League.
What's
just
a cyborg movie entail?
Yeah, exactly. That's like, what I'm like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, just a dude screaming for hours, apparently. Yeah.
Like, oh, they were saying, like, something like a team. I'd like to see them a Teen Titans movie where they team up Cyborg with Nightwing and, like,
Robin,
Starfire, maybe. Raven, and then Robin. Bring Robin.
Teen Titans is one of my favorite shows back in the day.
But they'd have to do, like, the older Teen Titans.
I like the new one. Yeah. I like Teen Titans Go. It's fun.
Was it like little kids?
Yeah, it's like young. It's like, and it's like all
it's
jokey.
Like Young Justice, but with.
No, it's not even Young Justice. It's like Animal. Like, it's like, or Adventure Time or some shit. It's like, it has no plot. It's not a continuous story.
What the?
It's just like, they're like eating hot dogs and stuff. Like, oh no, we need to go to the store and get hot dogs. It's like really kiddie.
Yeah.
What very the fuck? Kiddie.
It's so great.
Are you serious?
And it's the same voice actors from Teen Titans, the other one.
So, and the animation style is like much more cartoony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did notice that. So it's like Baby Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Which I dig also.
Which is also a great show.
Or Muppet Babies, which I also dig.
This is a Muppet Babies?
Yeah, Muppet Babies is old school, man.
Was Jim Henson actually involved in Muppet Babies?
Oh, yeah. I think it was when he was still alive.
That sounds like super not creepy, unlike movies like The Dark Crystal.
Which was made after his death.
It was, really?
Oh, no, I think that was made during his life.
That was made during his life.
What was it? Did you ever watch Lamb Chop? I remember when that lady died.
No.
It was like a puppet on PBS back in the day.
I think so.
She died when we were pretty young.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else did I not? What else did I not like about this movie, though?
I think that's it, dude. I can't think of anything more about this movie.
Yeah.
My brain,
I feel like we really did go through all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like how Lex Luthor did that hand thing twice. He did like the stop. I don't know. He just did that twice.
Oh, the kryptonite. He did.
So I don't know. He did it twice. It was too many.
I like how they went to the Indian Ocean in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they went back again.
Yeah.
Because that was pretty big. That's where the
weird.
You know, they probably like killed all those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get the kryptonite.
They probably shot him with their magical lights.
I mean, they could have paid him, but I don't think that's Lex Luthor's style. I think he's like, I don't give a shit. Kill everyone.
Yeah, I don't.
I wish they'd touch on the fact that he was vegan more.
What?
Lex Luthor was supposed to be vegan in this movie.
How do you feel about his backstory of like his father like beat him or something? He's from East Germany or something.
His father was from East Germany and beat him as a child.
Or something.
Do you think some of this stuff is too taboo, like for a current time, like the terrorist attacks, and then like they have a like blowing up of fucking, what was it, like Senate hearing or something? What is it, like court, Supreme Court?
Nah, I don't think so.
No, it's just,
what's wrong with that?
Just reality. Because I remember when Man of Steel came out, there's all those tornadoes. And I thought it was in poor taste that they include those tornadoes.
they only say it's in poor taste like when it just happened, which is
weird. It was like a few days before.
I know. Yeah. Like if there was a bombing at a senator thing right before, and then Brussels. Did that movie, they would say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but that wasn't at the UN.
I mean, tornadoes happen all the time. And also that movie was made, like the tornadoes were... They happened before the release of the movie, correct?
And tornadoes are
a
regular
occurrence. And it was a very major plot point to Man of Steel. Yeah. And you're like, if you take that out, I would have been a lot
happier.
It's like
happier. That movie so what's the verdict on Pa Kent?
On what?
Showing up, Pa Kent.
That was whatever.
What advice did he give him?
He said that he accidentally killed a bunch of horses and he celebrated while the horses were dying. So he's like, you accidentally murdered thousands of people, but don't let it keep you up.
What a horrible advice giver. Honestly.
Like, his parents are the worst. They are the worst. His mom's like, be their hero or don't. I mean, you don't owe these people anything. Go murder them off. He's like, do whatever you want. If you want to murder them, really do it.
Wait, go over that story again. What? It's when like there was a flood or something, right?
He's like, there was a flood. We worked all night to reroute the water, and then we stopped because we rerouted the water. Little did we know that we rerouted the water someplace else that horses were, and they drowned.
And you could hear the screaming. And he's like, did you?
Oh,
did
no, he says he could hear it like in his dreams.
And he's like, did it stop? And he's like, yeah, eventually.
He's like, it stopped when I met your mother. So marry Lois Lane and the voices of the people you murdered will stop. Even though he doesn't seem to dwell over it at all. So
well,
it doesn't seem to
be. You could argue like his whole personality is dwelling on it because he's like arguably the entire movie. Like, so he's so consumed by I don't know. It's hard to tell because his personality's been like that, so it doesn't change. So it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Even when he was a teenager, like, I'm a bratty teenager. I'm like, you're not my dad or whatever.
Yeah, he seems more caught up in the I don't belong, which they supposed to have been settled by the end of Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Than having killed thousands of people on accident. That was more just something that he's like, I'm doing good. Like, that's fine. And Bruce Wayne is like, no, you're trying to do good, but you're killing tons of people at the same time.
And then I'd say to Batman, you're murdering people too.
Yeah, Batman's like fucking criminals. Killing people too. He stopped caring.
Oh yeah, we're a criminal, Alfred. We've always been criminals.
That was weird.
That was really weird.
He's like,
I didn't like that line, really.
We're just gangsters doing gangster things is all we do.
I'd be like, I was like, but Batman, you don't see it that way. You see it as the cops can't do enough.
Yeah.
Can't do what I could do. You don't... I just didn't like that.
He's like, we've been a criminal since the beginning.
Didn't like that line. It's like, it's true, but like, I don't like him saying it.
Yeah, I don't like him acknowledging
if
it.
If someone else says it, okay. But I don't like that.
I don't like him intentionally fucking murdering the shit out of people.
Like
in the Batmobile, he just fucking
hit everybody.
He took a car and then slammed it into like another car. Those people are dead.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I like him using his grappling hook to punch a dude in the face. It was brutal and awesome.
Yeah.
But that dude probably isn't dead. But he like stabbed and shot some people, I think, and that was pretty.
That was cool when he got stabbed.
Yeah,
didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming either. It was crazy. Like, I'm glad his suit is like actually bulletproof.
I like to see him work out a little bit because I was like, that's the workout for Batman.
I was like,
with the tire.
I was like, why is he CrossFit?
Cool.
I was like, this is embarrassing, Batman. Get out of here.
Oh, and he shot people with guns. He was a big gun heavy.
Yeah.
Like, he did a lot in that dream sequence. So I was like,
this in the dream sequence, he just starts shooting people. It was weird.
It's like, what are you doing?
Because he was just, that's because he was rage mode because they started killing his bat gang.
Yeah.
But it's also weird that, like, he knew, like, the people in real life. Like, the dream people were, like, the actual, like, mercenaries in real life.
Wait, his bat gang?
No. Like, the people he was doing the deal with were
the kryptonite,
Oh, they were the
in real life.
So it's like, how would he have?
Yeah, because you can only, when you dream, it's scientifically proven.
What?
When you dream and you see a face, it's only faces you've seen before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like, you can't, like, your brain can't like, synthesize a face.
Oh, wow.
It's a face you've seen, like, either in pictures or on the movie.
I think it was just, it was meant to be familiar to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, this could actually be happening. because he wants the kryptonite. He's willing to do the deal.
Yeah, it's willing. It's actually smuggle happening. It in. You yeah. see this weird Batman that you've never seen before.
Yeah, and,
you see
and it was kind of cool because he's like in the everything. Desert, and you're like, what is all this weird shit going on in the background? And then all of a sudden, you know, you see Lizard Man, and you're like, this is probably a dream sequence.
Yeah.
But this is like,
if not, this movie this really like, went off the rails.
Yeah, but it's like, whoa, this is really a thing, though. But then also you see the like Super Gestapo, and you're like,
why would Superman have an army?
I'm pretty sure the Super Gestapo don't exist outside of the you know animated movies for now. So
I want to see some Superman robots, though. Yeah. He's got like super, at the Fortress of Solitude, he's got like super bots. It's so weird.
Super bots. Yeah, I don't.
And then everything that took place in the ship with Jesse Eisenberg, I thought was really weird.
Which ship?
When he like went
the Kryptonian
into
Zod. Ship.
Oh, were they just like Zod accept ship. Him? Because he has
well,
fingerprints?
He has the fingerprints, so they're like, we don't care.
Yeah, they that just you're don't a care.
Human. You got this. We think you're Zod. So.
And then
that's all it takes.
I know it's pretty stupid
yeah,
ship.
It's pretty stupid.
Like, I think so we'll let you access to everything.
That. Alex, we're gonna cut my thumb off, and we're gonna try to see. We're gonna put it on your thumb. We're gonna use Touch ID. Let's see if it works. let's see if my iPhone is smarter than a Kryptonian ship.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
And then she's like, the council says Hydra.
He's like, so where is the council now? He's like, destroyed.
They're dead. Destroyed. Okay, anything so goes. Proceed.
Yeah. And it was like,
I was like, this isn't how it works.
That doesn't mean that, that you shouldn't. That doesn't mean that you should do it.
The computer's like, okay. So stupid.
Yeah. And then for some reason, Superman doesn't let Jesse Eisenberg.
And how does Jesse Eisenberg know what's going to happen? Yeah, or I guess I guess he read the research. Like, there was a scene.
Oh,
off,
yeah.
Off
he
camera,
like,
he was like, give me all the information
that's
you know.
29 minutes. Yeah. Of the deleted footage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all him reading there. Through. All right.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, but who's the baddiest bad alien we can get over here? Oh, Darkseid's pretty bad. Okay, call him. Ring
yeah.
the bell.
Yeah, call
it
him.
Can't
yeah.
be on.
Call
don't
the
on,
operator. They're like, yeah. operator.
Do you guys have
like, get yeah, me Darkseid.
Do you have the number to Apocalypse?
Wrong universe. Mm.
Yeah, they're like, Apocalypse. No, Apocalypse.
The planet.
Oh, planet. Yeah.
yeah. It's spelled funny.
Yeah.
Get me New Genesis yeah, on the line.
Like, this is Apocalypse. Like Rick speaking. hey,
can
Rick is Apocalypse Home. oh, not Apocalypse. Sorry, is Darkseid Home? Oh yeah, of course.
Can you get me Granny Goodness? I need to speak to Granny. That's what they should do for the next movie. Just bringing Granny Goodness, and that's it.
Oh my.
So Jesus. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Are
I
we
think
done?
So too.
That wraps it up. I can't.
I've hated enough.
I can't. Yeah. I've hated all I can hate, and I feel like we gave it a pretty fair shake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For what it was.
Yeah.
Next one you can probably hear from us is probably going to be Civil War.
Oh yeah, when is that coming out yeah. soon?
May 6th, bro.
Yeah,
that's
like a
really,
month.
Wow.
Like a month, really? Like
two months. A month and
no,
a half.
No, a month. Month and 5 weeks?
Yeah. 5 weeks?
Yeah, it's like 5 weeks.
So pretty
what?
Pretty good, pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty
crazy. Close.
Pretty stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
See
you. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your regularly scheduled Destiny Pizzas podcast and listen to that now too, if you haven't already.
Yeah. Wait, is this gonna be there like the whole time?
Probably gonna put it up like tonight.
Wow. What the?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah. We like to do immediacy.
That's a lot of content.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Pods.
You guys are so lucky.
Yeah, listeners,
all
lucky
this
as hell.
Free
all,
entertainment.
All content.
Yeah, all we ask is like, share it.
Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
And you know, just share it like dirty needles or HIV. Those things.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Pretty viral. Whoa. We're trying to go viral too.
This is like sharing the love.
Yeah.
It's contagious.
Like herpes.
Just like AIDS. yeah. HIV is very contagious. Don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
it's like a smile. Smiles are contagious. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Like that kind of contagious.
Like laughter.
Like laughter.
Yes.
Yeah. So share the love.
That's it.
Right
on
the, now.
On that note. Goodbye.
On that note, yeah, goodbye. Yep. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.